My name is Brian Trader. I am the chair of the Teaching Methods Working Group. Thank you for being with us today. We have seven speakers, and we're going to talk about five-minute strategies to engage students in service learning, but also fundraising and experiential learning. So to start us off today, we're going to have David Kopsel from Illinois State University, and he's going to be talking about service learning with some of the local schools. So thank you very much, David.
Okay, well, thank you much, Brian. And thank you guys for coming to the session. This is going to be pretty quick. And what I did was I put together just some pictures and a little bit of graphics about three projects that I've been able to take advantage of using two different courses to work on the same service learning project. And mainly they've been with our local schools in the Bloomington Normal area. The first project that we had took the span of two courses. The first one was landscape design in the fall of 2010 that kicked off this project. And the girl that I work with, who's the director of our campus horticulture center, her kids went to the school. And as you can see by the picture on the left-hand side, that was the planting in front of the school. Railroad tie, raised bed, falling apart, redwood sign, paint peeling off. And I was asked, what about redesigning this particular project? If you can see that little Japanese maple tucked behind the sign, that was my anchor point, because I was not going to move that Japanese maple. The other thing, the small little picture in there that was totally lost, was a memorial to a student at the grade school that had passed away. There was no walkway, no anything. Nobody knew it was there. It was grown over with weeds. So I said that could be an anchor point as well. So the students in that class, we brought them out. We did a site visit and a site measurement. They came up with designs, and the really great thing was is there were 13 students in class, and they all came up with a unique design. They color rendered it as part of the course learning, and then we presented it to the principal and the teachers, the designs. They picked the top three designs, showed them to the students at the grade school, and the students picked the winning design. And knowing that ahead of time, what we were able to do was have their PTO raise some funds and then also contact local nurseries. And in the fall of 2011, the landscape management class actually installed the winning design. Now, unfortunately, I wasn't able to take the same students who took the design class in this class, but one of the students was actually able to come back, and he had already taken landscape management and help with the project. And then our horticultural club was actually involved because we repainted the redwood sign, as you can see how it actually turned out. And the principal, Darren Cooper, is actually in that particular picture. So we were pretty proud of that one. The second project I wanted to show you really quickly was with Normal Community High School. And this actually started with a phone call. The the Alumni Association president of the high school, they had an entrance garden that needed cleaning up. And the school didn't have an ag program, so they were looking for a club or someone to come and help clean up the litter and the weeds and everything and spruce up the garden. And they offered $300 stipend to do it. So we did it a couple times, and then the garden had probably been there 6 or 7 years, so some plants were dying out and fading, and it needed some help. And she said, would any of your students be interested in a redesign? And I'm like, yes. We had just done that for the grade school. So this started, again, with the landscape design class. This time there were only six students in the class, and it was the fall of 2011. And one of the design ideas that we came up with was a seating wall. For obvious reasons, students could sit on it. The other reason was is this particular garden was sort of facing southwest. So with the prevailing winds, it faced a large parking lot. And every gum wrapper and piece of paper that dropped in the parking lot blew into this garden area, hence the need to clean it up. So we kind of shot ourselves in the foot to lower our opportunities for cleanup, but we installed this particular wall. But being a 45-foot long seating wall, it was actually quite expensive. So this project was actually extended out over the course of several years to where the Alumni Association, after they got a plan and kind of a quote, they were able to raise over $7,000 in funding. And luckily, this not only helped the students, with installation in the fall of 2013 in landscape management class, but they were also able to give us a donation for our planet judging team, which a lot of you are involved in. And it's always hard to find money to have students go on those particular trips. And then the third project with Normal Community High School was a result of the completion of the first project. And there were several teachers who saw, hey, wow, this is a great project. We have a memorial fund for three students that had passed away over the course of a couple years at high school, and they were wondering what to do about it. This is a very harsh site on the north side of our town with not a lot of maintenance or landscaping help, and they had been thinking tree memorials. And what's the thing about tree memorials? Trees could die, and trees may not survive. So I was like, they saw the hardscape project, and said, well, what about a hardscape project? And I said, well, that would be a really great idea. So we came up with a circular design, and they already had the funding available, which was good. And then the principal of the school kicked in a little bit extra money from the building fund, and in the middle of the picture, you've probably already read, what was so special to me and our students, to see the look on the face of our students when the families of the students that had passed away came, and one of the teachers was actually able to sandblast memorial stones with the students' names on them. And they said, well, when do you think you'd be ready? And I said, well, about 10 o'clock on a Saturday morning. And they showed up, and they were right there at the perfect time to set their stones in the middle of the patio, and then we just built the patio out around it. So it was a very, very special experience that our students got involved in. The other neat thing about this project was the urban landscape management that installed it in the fall of 2014. As you can see in the picture, sort of in the upper right-hand side, there were five Brazilian exchange students who had never done anything like this before, and to have this experience, but then also to see that community service and that community outreach with this particular memorial project. So Anne-Marie and I were talking, and if anybody has the secrets, please tell them to me, because I would like to know them. So I just kind of sat down and I thought about, well, what has helped me? And I guess number one, be proactive and reach out. Some of my projects have just started with a phone call to me, or I hear about someone who's looking to do something. Put yourself out there, and it takes a lot of courage, but be courageous. And number two, cultivate great partnerships. And I can't say enough things about the woman in the middle picture, Mary Ryder. She is a former professor, so she understands the value of service learning. So she has been a fantastic contact. And then Anne-Marie and I were also talking about, well, what formulas do we use to be realistic about the size of the projects? It's a gut feeling. I wish I had a matrix to say this many students can do this in a certain amount of time, but I really don't. A lot of it, my brother Dean and I, before we went to grad school, we were in landscaping business. So with experience, I kind of know what doable with a certain group of people, and then understanding that you're teaching them as well as trying. The other thing that's helped is both of the projects at the high school, I was able to partner with a local landscaper for equipment and also expertise. That 45-foot long retaining wall or seating wall, we started in the middle. I took a group this way, and the landscaper took a group that way, and that worked out really well. I couldn't have done it without him. Another point is choose courses that naturally fit together, and I think it's a given that a design class would fit in well with an installation class. What's kind of problematic in our academic sequence is students usually take the landscape management class before the design class so they understand what they're designing. So then when you take the design class out to design something that you're eventually going to install, you have different students the next time. But I think they can go through the process even though it's a little bit discombobulated. And then the last one, keep in contact. I was just telling Anne-Marie, I was out Friday before I came to the meeting re-gluing down loose stones on the seating wall that we did 2 years ago. So I'm keeping in contact, and I know that will lead to further partnerships and further projects with especially with the high school. And then the word gets out. It's almost like I teach my students in my classes, don't underestimate word of mouth for advertising and business and marketing. And I almost kind of view my teaching program the same way. 8 minutes. All right. All right. Any quick questions? Real quickly, I know we'll have some questions at the end, but
sure. Any questions for David, or anyone want to add to what he's talked about with some of his success? And
has anybody done something like this where they've taken one project with two different classes?
Sometimes
sometimes. I will say, I kind of motivate by me doing. I don't stand and watch. I jump in and I start doing it, and I try and guilt them into, you know, look at your old professor doing all this stuff. So, but there's the cadre. There's students who have done it before, and I kind of rely on them to help. And then usually through the course of a long project, everybody jumps in. And then when I see that happening after I show them, I walk around going like, come on, get in there. Or most of the girls in class will jump right onto a compactor, a vibrating compactor, whereas some of the guys are more reserved, and I don't know if they think they're going to be doing it wrong or whatever, but a lot of the girls just jump right in, and then I go to the guys, are you gonna stand for that? So it is, it's kind of hard, but it's always the gamut, so.